SRN News, I'm John Scott. An announcer introducing President-elect Donald Trump as he enters the Capitol Rotunda for his second inauguration to a round of cheers.
The Honorable Donald John Trump.
The swearing-in has taken place, and there was a declaration from the newly inaugurated 47th President's Address.
The golden age of America begins right now.
Immigration was an important issue in the campaign, and Mr. Trump took aim to end asylum access, send troops to the U.S.-Mexico border, suspend the refugee program, force people seeking asylum to wait in Mexico, and end birthright citizenship. Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Republicans planning to work more closely with President Trump than they did during his first term. Bob Agnew has more.
There's no question Republicans plan to fulfill their constitutional duty to advise and consent when it comes to presidential appointments and treaties, but many are eager to embrace a more conciliatory stance toward the 47th president, even when it comes to some of his more controversial suggestions. Trump ally Senator Lindsey Graham may speak for many in his party when he points to Trump's accomplishments, quote, "He did better than all of us politically. It's in our interest to keep working with him." Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Southern Californians bracing for gusty winds and a heightened risk of wildfires. Less than 2 weeks after those deadly blazes killed at least 27 and ravaged thousands of homes, the National Weather Service issuing a warning of a particularly dangerous situation for parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties from this afternoon through Tuesday morning. This is SRN News. A child pornography controversy breaks out in Texas.
Police have raided the Modern Art Museum in Fort Worth and confiscated several photographs of naked children, part of an exhibit by photographer Sally Mann, which some critics say are pornographic. A description of the exhibit by the museum describes the photos as featuring children, quote, naked, moody, and in suggestive situations, evoking an edgy, dark side of childhood. Decency groups and local lawmakers demanded that the pictures be removed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina Governor John Stein has announced measures to protect abortion in the state. His first order says that state cabinet agencies will not cooperate with prosecutions of abortion doctors. He also wants state agencies to review how they store patients' abortion records to ensure their privacy. A growing number of Democratic governors rushing to protect abortion as President Trump begins his second term. This is SRN News. For the third time in U.S. history, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day and Inauguration Day will both be held collectively.
The overlap is set for Monday when former President Donald Trump will return to the White House for a second term as President Joe Biden leaves office. Due to calendar quirks, the two significant U.S. days will not coincide again for another 28 years. Presidential inaugurations have been scheduled for January 20th since 32nd President Franklin Roosevelt took office in 1937. MLK Day and Inauguration Day have only coincided twice before in U.S. history, the 1997 second inauguration of Bill Clinton and the 2013 second inauguration of Barack Obama. Bernie Bennett for inauguration 2025.
The Bitcoin-friendly administration of President Trump and an expanding lobbying effort could bring a cryptocurrency policy blitz in 2025. Together, they could push states to become more crypto-friendly and more public pension funds and treasuries to buy cryptocurrency. More details at SRNNews.com.